Oftentimes in the church, we're told about our spiritual gifts and how we'll use them for good in the world. Growing up, I often wondered when I would realize what my spiritual gifts were and how I would use them to do good in the world. It wasn't until later that I realized that the best way to discover our gifts that God has given us is to go out into the world and allow Him to work through us and do good in the world. For me, this experience was my time with SWAT. I had so many opportunities to learn new things and serve new people. I couldn't help but discover the ways that my spiritual gifts could and would be used. I could tell you so many examples that I helped paint walls, build floors, pack boxes of food and necessity, and so many other things. All these projects not only helped the people that we were serving, but they also helped develop me as a person and reveal to me the diverse ways my spiritual gifts could be used. While serving with SWAT, I also discovered that things you never expect to be spiritual gifts can be some of your most valuable. I personally think that my strongest spiritual gift is the gift of communication and relationship building. Hopefully public speaking too. It took throwing myself into situations on mission trips to know how these gifts could be used over the years. Connecting with people that we served and building some of my strongest friendships in SWAT. I had also connected with so many people from so many different places in the country while I served with SWAT. A couple of years ago, we were serving in Missouri for the summer mission trip. But to fully tell the story, I have to start at the beginning. We were told that we would be spending the week in the city of St. Louis. We were told that, our parents were told that, and everyone in the church was told that we would be spending the week in St. Louis. Given this, driving 7 hours, we were all surprised when we just kept driving and driving. I have to say that the 20 minutes we spent in St. Louis traffic was wonderful, and I'd love to see the city again. Hopefully, more for longer than 20 minutes. When we asked where we were going, we were simply told that we're going a little bit outside of St. Louis and that, quote, plans have changed. Okay, sounds good. That little bit outside of St. Louis turned out to be 3 hours further and in some small town in the Ozarks, which was beautiful, by the way, but not where we planned on being. So after driving 3 more hours, at this point we were all pretty confused and in the middle of nowhere where we had not planned on being and our parents didn't know where we really were. Obviously, they were informed later. Don't worry. Not the city setting we were expecting. After being told exactly where we were and what we were going to be doing, we were also told that a massive flood had hit the city that we had been staying in, or more like a town, really, and destroyed much of the infrastructure in many parts of the town. I was part of the team that was responsible for rebuilding the floors of an old woman in her small four-room house. That includes a bedroom, a kitchen, a living room, and a bathroom, only 4 rooms. Now, the story of how we rebuilt the entire floor in 1 week and all the fun that we had along the way is a great story and one worth telling a different time. However, the one I'm going to tell you right now is how I connected with this old woman in a completely different life situation halfway across the country. When we got to talking, she told me that she had grown up in that very house. They had no money, and when the floods came, because they lived on a floodplain, almost every time it destroyed their house and they had to rebuild, washing away valuable family memories and heirlooms, and their bank account when they had to rebuild. When we had arrived, the house had flooded 2 times in the last 10 years, and this was the 3rd time in that 10-year period. She also told me that her strong faith in God had always endured her entire life, even after horrible situations in which crazy floods would take away her house. Connecting with this woman allowed me to realize that ultimately, the best way to get through the situations is through believing in God. Again, ultimately, when it comes back to spiritual gifts, I realize that the only way to understand and know what spiritual gifts you've been given is by unwrapping your gift, just like any other gift. And again, like any other gift, whether it be Christmas, birthday, or a spiritual gift, you're often going to be surprised on what those gifts are and how they can be used by God. Thank you.